Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you're told that before your children go off to college that they need to make sure to get their booster, get their updated meningitis vaccine. Has that changed? Is there new information out there? Is there a new vaccine? My guest is Dr. Linda Reed Chasiakos. She's a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics and a clinical assistant professor of pediatrics at the David Geffen School of Medicine. So, Dr. Reed, tell us about the vaccine for meningitis. Is there a new one out there? And what are we hearing in the media about maybe it's not recommended as a routine? Tell us about this.
Well, you're right on the cutting edge of what's happening. As you're probably aware, over the last several years, there have been several outbreaks at universities, some sadly, which have caused some student deaths, in which the students have had meningitis. The American Academy of Pediatrics does recommend that children ages 7 to 10 get a vaccine against meningitis strains A, C, W, and Y, which are common strains that cause bacterial meningitis. Bacterial meningitis, of course, can be very, very dangerous. And if it goes ahead and results in a severe form, it can lead to severe illness and even death in a shorter period of time as 24 to 36 hours. So this vaccine is very important to prevent this high-risk disease. Another booster is usually given in the teen years just before students go off to college, especially if they're going to be living in high-risk environments such as a dormitory or if they're going to be living, if they're joining the military and they're going to be in military barracks. We have seen recently that there's another type of bacterial meningitis that has caused some outbreaks at universities, among them Princeton, Yale, University of Oregon, San Diego State University, and University of California, Santa Barbara. This is meningitis, bacterial meningitis type B. And the vaccine that we've been giving did not cover that particular set of strains. Just recently, and this was actually used in the Princeton and the Santa Barbara outbreaks, an experimental vaccine has been approved this year for meningitis B. This vaccine comes in two forms. There's two different vaccines. One is given in three doses, and one is given in two doses. And it is available and FDA approved to be given between the ages of 10 and 25. The Advisory Council on Immunization Practices of the CDC sets up recommendations specifically about which vaccines should be prescribed and when they should be used. And they met recently, and the recommendation was that this vaccine, which is approved by the FDA, be used in high-risk cases and outbreaks. And basically what that means is if there is someone who, for a medical reason, may be considered high-risk, or if there's an environment in which there is an outbreak, such as some of these university outbreaks, the universities will get in touch with their local public health providers and together arrange for large-scale immunization. Now, as a parent, the question comes up, what should I do? Mm-hmm. What I would have to say is that the ACIP will be meeting again in June. And at that time, there is a advocacy effort to try to expand the recommendations to a broader population. Until then, I would discuss the situation with your pediatrician. Up to 40% of meningitis cases that have been found in the United States, and especially in these university environments, are the B strain meningitis. So in that case, you and your pediatrician may need to make a decision about the risk factors involved.
Is it here? I mean, is the vaccine, the vaccine is available here? Because it was originally, what, brought from Europe for some sick kids? And then, is it available now?
It's been available in Europe for several years, and it has been used on an experimental basis, but it was approved in early 2015. So both of those vaccines are here. The decision to provide it is one that we would recommend that you discuss with your pediatrician until the ACIP makes a formal recommendation for general vaccination. Right now, the recommendation is to go ahead and consider it in those categories or those particular cases. Now, one of the things to certainly consider is that it does take some time for immunity to develop. So I would ask parents to keep an eye out. If your kids are going to college in the fall, I would ask parents to keep an eye out on the news with regards to this vaccine and stay in touch with your doctor, because if it does, if the ACIP does go ahead and approve general use, then your doctor can begin your teenager on the meningitis B vaccines as soon as it's generally recommended. There are other things, obviously, that we encourage students to do to help avoid catching bacterial meningitis. The bacterium that causes it tends to live in the nose and throat without causing disease, and believe it or not, up to 20% of people. And it is usually spread not by casual contact, but by sharing secretions, either respiratory or salivary, other types of secretions, and some of the intimate behavior that students engage in college, such as kissing that exchanges fluids, might go ahead and spread the bacteria from someone who carries it but isn't ill to someone who might be susceptible and might become ill. So avoiding sharing eating utensils, sharing drinking and other eating items is helpful. Additionally, a healthy lifestyle that includes good rest, healthy activities, a good diet, reducing stress, eating well, obviously good advice for any student, can help strengthen the immune system and hopefully reduce chances of infection.
So parents are always worried, you know, I mean, some of us get more psycho about things than others, Dr. Reed, but, you know, my son says, I have such a headache or my neck hurts. That's the one that gets all the parents. My neck hurts. Or, oh, I have a headache and my neck hurts. What are the symptoms? We only have a minute and a half left. But tell parents when they should really call a doctor and be concerned with some of those things that we've heard about meningitis.
Meningitis can evolve very quickly, so if you have any question or doubt, please check with your pediatrician. Obviously, a fever, severe headache, a stiff neck, and symptoms that evolve quickly. In some cases, a rash can develop. Other folks may have symptoms such as nausea or vomiting. If you have any suspicion that your son or daughter may have meningitis, please call your pediatrician's office and check with them. They'll probably want to be seen, be evaluated. It may be something else, or it may be a viral meningitis, which generally may not evolve as quickly and may not have as serious an outcome in many cases. But certainly your doctor can help you determine if this is a more serious bacterial meningitis. It can be treated with antibiotics.
That was going to be my next question, is how is it treated? And if it's viral, is there nothing you can do about it?
If it's viral,
then you treat it just like the flu or anything?
If it's viral, depending on the virus, there may be antiviral agents, but usually supportive care is the approach that's taken, and antiviral agents for the specific virus if they are available. Bacterial meningitis is treated with antibiotics, and once it's diagnosed, antibiotics are also provided to close contact, such as roommates or family members close to the person with bacterial meningitis, so that there is not a spread of
a massive outbreak. Thank you so much, Dr. Reed. That's really great information. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD with our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics and their consumer website, healthychildren.org. So thanks so much for listening. Share these shows with your friends. I think they're really important. Share them with other parents that you know. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.